Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, 5:33 a.m. Wednesday. So that means we have grocery shopping today. It's a water day for the garden and other stuff. Let's see. So I'm still working, trying to work on the yard a little. Yesterday, I went for my walk. I did some weeding, and that took a lot longer than, well, just what I wanted to do took a lot longer than what I wanted it to take. In my garden, I've got infestation of weeds that you're not supposed to get, but, you know, it's there. I've got these things. I guess it's, I'm thinking that it's something called nutty sedge, which is a real tough weed to get rid of. But luckily, they expose themselves very quickly. So this one area where I'm growing some cucumbers, there was a big outcropping of this nutty sedge. And you have to go down, all the way down. You can't just pull the plant from the top and hope that it dies off, because it's not going to. It's got, the reason why they call it nutty sedge, it's got the roots have this little nut, I guess is why they call it nutty sedge. But it's a little ball on the root that the plants spring out from. And so, you know, even if you pull the green stuff off the top, that little ball will just produce another weed growing up. And it's not, you know, and they just go to where the moisture is, and they just propagate and make more nuts. And so when you try to get rid of it, you have to go down, and you have to see the green and then just basically dig it up, you know, as deep as you can with a shovel. And that's basically, and I've seen them go really far down into the ground. I don't know what happens there. But so the root, it's so these nuts are tied together with these really, really thin string-like roots. And they kind of like get into the soil itself. If the soil is really dry, the nut itself has these little roots, these really fine roots that kind of like keep the soil packed around the nut. So if you're breaking up the dirt and you just see a piece of dirt, you might throw it back into the ground, but it's got one of those nuts inside of it. So it's, you know, it's kind of a hard weed to really detect. Anyway, so this one area of cucumbers that I have was really getting overtaken by it. So I had to go through and sort out the dirt from the nutty sedge and put the dirt back where it was. And I know I didn't get all of it, but I got a good portion of it for sure. Worked on that, and another one, let's see. One was the cucumbers, and the other one was the squash area. The squash area wasn't so bad, but it still took quite a while to go through and sort through all that. So shortly after that, I also did some other weeding on the other side of the yard where I'm trying to grow some artichokes. So I took some of those weeds out. But so by the time it started heating up, I said, well, if I'm going to go for a walk, I better do it now, because the wife wanted to go to Western Feed and I wanted to run the truck, get it charged up more. And so I went for my walk and came back, ate some lunch. And shortly after, the wife and I took the dog too this time. We took the dog down to Western Feed. Over in Carmichael, I think it's Carmichael, and from there we came back, got down on the freeway, went towards Hazel Avenue, came back down Winding Way towards our house, and made a little side trip through Sailor Bar Park, and saw what was going on there, and there's lots of people down there enjoying the river, people with their dogs running in the water. We didn't join them because it costs money to park down there. And if you don't pay, you know, it's a honor system payment, and if you don't pay and they catch you, that's a big parking fine that you got to pay. So, but you know, we had other stuff to do. We were loaded down with chicken scratch and other stuff that my wife bought. So, and we had to deal with that when we got home. Let's see, what else I got going here? Oh yeah, man, the cockroach situation is starting to heat up here. Now that it's getting warm, they're kind of coming out of the woodwork. Not in the house, that is, but outside. We're seeing more and more of them. So I'm gonna have to start. Luckily, I've got my new roach powder and lure arrived from the mail order, and I'll be using that today too. But I have to go through and blow the cement off before I place it, just to, because it's gonna have to get blown anyway to keep everything clean. So I'm gonna do that today too, besides all the watering and my walk. So no painting today. Let's see, what time did I say it was? So around 6 o'clock, I'll go outside and see what we got going. Yeah, so that's in about another 20 minutes or so. Let's see. Okay. Well, I've got my other paint. I got my whiteness of the whale that I still haven't finished, and I got a deadline coming up for the membership show. And I've got a deadline coming up for the membership show for Blue Line Arts Gallery, and the Blue Line Gallery, and so I've got one little painting I'm gonna go ahead and send off. It's my reoccurring landscape that I've been doing since about 1981 or so, 1980. I think I've talked about this before, but back in 1980, I was out in the Delta area doing some drawing and stuff, and I happened to be way out in the middle of nowhere, and still quiet, you know, early December, I think it was. It had just rained, and the sky was kind of clear and broken up, so the air was really, really just crisp and clean. You could see for miles and miles. To the east, I could see clouds obscuring the distance. And to the west, it was just, you know, all these rolling clouds. But what really impressed me was that at that time when I started to do a drawing, I was doing the horizon line looking south. And there was this big, big giant cloud just hovering over me. And that's what really impressed me. So I made a drawing of that as best I could. And I've done several paintings. I went home and I did a diptych. And this is when I was still living in an apartment, a small apartment. So the diptych itself was about, it was about 6 feet, maybe 6.5 feet by 12 feet or something like that. And I worked on it, and of course it didn't really work too well. Didn't know much what I was doing, but I made an attempt to make a nice big painting. I thought it'd be kind of fun. I ended up throwing that one away. I actually brought it. It ended up over here, and at one point over here I ended up just throwing it away. And let's see, so I've re-realized that image over and over again, and this is the fourth version that I'm going to enter, and it's a much smaller drawing or painting. That is, it's, I don't know what, 18 inches by something. I don't know. I'll find out sooner or later. So I guess I'm going to have to post that in my website too. But I finished that not too long ago. I actually did it and redid some stuff, and I said, nah, and I kind of threw that one away. And then I redid it again. And that's what I've got now. I'm calling this, well, the original painting was Big Clouds, Big Valley, or Big Valley, Big Clouds. Yeah, Big Clouds, Big Valley. And this is Big Clouds, Big Valley number four. So, it's an interesting painting. It's still, of course, it'll never really capture what I remember, and my memory is fading. So, let's see what else we got going here. It is kind of warming up now, so that's not bad. I'm actually sitting out here in flip-flops and shorts, which I wouldn't have done a couple of weeks ago. It had been too cold out here in the garage slash studio or studio slash garage. But I'm still not to the point where I'm opening the window and turning the fan on, so it's not that warm. At the beginning of all these recordings last June, I actually, and you know what? Back then, as I recall, there was this guy that used to come by and deliver stuff early in the morning. I think it was a morning paper, and with his noisy car, and he just hasn't been around for months and months now. So he either got a quieter car, or he just doesn't come this way anymore. And I'm thinking he just doesn't come this way anymore because I don't hear any car out there. It seems that when I'm out here lately. Let's see. So I'm sitting in front of the my painting that I've been working on, and I would really like to spend the day painting on this, but of course I can't. I've got stuff to do, more yard work, and plus I got grocery shopping later today. So I really haven't got much to talk about. Don't want to talk about politics today. It's kind of weird. So let me call this it for now, and this will be a short posting. Just thought I'd check in and let you know how, that my dull, boring life it continues on. See ya.